Welcome to the Gonna Love Me Too podcast, where we discuss dating, relationships, and absolutely everything self-growth. This is the podcast where important topics meet progress and where wisdom and weirdness collide. I am your host, John Polo. I'm a coach, author, speaker, and now a podcast host. Let's go! What's going on, everybody? So this is episode 14 of the Gonna Love Me podcast. And if you're still with me after that incredibly obnoxious intro that I do on most episodes, I want to thank you. Next week is episode 15, and that's going to be the last episode of season one. There are some new things coming in season two that I'm excited about, and I'll announce those next week. But back to today. The title of today's episode is You Matter. Act accordingly. So I told you guys when I first started this podcast that I was also starting up separate podcasts focused on grief and healing. I said something in episode one of my other podcast that I want to repeat here today. Before Michelle, I spent many moments of my life feeling unseen, unheard, and as though I didn't matter. Reuniting with Michelle as adults, many of those feelings went away because I had her and because she had me. After she passed, though, not only did those feelings come back, but they came roaring back with an absolute vengeance. I can remember being a kid, about 12 years old. I was pretty social, had a lot of friends. Something happened and I began to have a ton of social anxiety and I cut myself off from the world. Just legit stopped talking to everyone. As I entered junior high, I became known as that kid, the one who didn't talk to anyone. That was a huge turning point in my life and not a good one. Social anxiety turned into loneliness, which then caused situational depression. I can remember being that kid on the floor crying because I had no friends and because I felt as though I didn't matter. What I have come to realize in these last 25 years, especially the last few years with the work that I do now, is that so many humans feel this way. Unseen, unheard. And as though they do not matter. There are many reasons for this, y'all. One is that we live in a world where so many people do not know how to love. Parents abusing kids, parents abandoning kids, friends betraying friends abandoning friends, partners cheating on partners abandoning partners. I mean, shit. Of course, if someone who is supposed to love you hurts you, of course that has the ability to make a human feel tossed aside, unimportant, and as though they don't matter. Of course it does. But it goes well beyond that as well. Everyone, especially nowadays, at least here in the States, I can't really speak for other countries what that looks like because I don't see it with my own two eyes. But everybody in this country these days is so fucking maxed out. For real. Everyone is so maxed out. It's crazy how we live today, and not in a good way. People always in a hurry, permanently stressed out, impatient, focused on them and only them, because more often than not, they are too maxed out to focus in on anyone else. This leads to a society where we make others feel as though they don't matter. I know that I sometimes can be guilty of this as well. You know, it wasn't just 12-year-old John who felt as though he was unseen, unheard, and unimportant, as though he was invisible. It is something that I have struggled with on and off throughout my entire life. Not my entire life, but on and off throughout my entire life. Reuniting with Michelle changed all that. We were so in love. And walking the world with her made up for all the times I walked the world alone. After she died, walking the world alone was the loneliest walk I had ever walked. I once again felt a feeling that I had not felt for quite some time. It was just me, just John, just this person that I did not like at all, living a life that I did not like at all, walking around a world in which I felt invisible as fuck, and I did not like that at all. And during the moments where I actually felt visible, I felt unliked. Because when you don't like yourself, it's very hard to imagine that anyone else might like you. And then one day, something changed. I can remember I was on the floor sobbing, this time as a grown adult. It was about 8 months after Michelle passed away. And my entire life was a shit show of epic proportions. I remember in that moment feeling all alone as I sat there and sobbed. Not a soul heard me or saw my pain. And in that moment, it hit me. I had been a caretaker ever since I can remember for the people that I loved. My mom, my dad, Michelle, my child. Throughout my entire life, I had taken care of everyone else, but never, ever did I take care of myself. Ever, ever. And in that moment, I knew that that had to change. I realized that in order to survive this horror, and in order to ever have a chance to actually rebuild myself and my life, I had to begin to take care of myself. I had to begin to act as though I mattered. Now, when I made that decision, I did not believe I mattered. Nope, not at all. But I made the decision that I must act like I mattered, regardless if I believed it or not. So I picked myself up, dusted myself off, and began to do something I had never done before. I began to work on me. I began to focus in on me. I began to do what for so long I wanted the rest of the world to do. I began to see me. We know that as humans, or if you don't know this, I'm about to tell you, that we absolutely have the ability to change the day, mood, mindset, and even life of another human with the way that we treat them. Notice I said treat them, not love them. Of course, we have the ability to do all those things with the way that we love another human, but I want to scale this way down for a moment. We can also do this simply with how we treat another human. When you acknowledge someone's presence, when you give another human a compliment, when you send a warm smile their way, when you offer them a seat at the table, you are making them feel seen and heard in the exact opposite of invisible. I'm going to do an entire episode on that coming up here in either season 2 or 3, because it's such an important topic, and I have so many what I believe are very powerful stories that I want to share with you. We have the ability to change the way another human feels about themselves by the way that we treat them. We have the ability to change the way another human feels about themselves by the way that we speak to them. We have the ability to change the way another human feels about themselves by the way that we see them. And we have the ability to change the way that we feel about ourselves, by the way that we treat ourselves, speak to ourselves, and see ourselves. Listen to me. If you're still listening to me here today, if you haven't turned me off yet, listen to me. For as many people out there who don't know how to love, there are also so many people out there who do know how to love, or who want to learn how to love. And if you feel that you don't matter because of the behaviors of people from your past, please remember when I tell you, people do not treat us the way that they treat us based on who we are. They treat us the way that they treat us based on who they are. You matter. You do. I understand you may not feel as though you do, but you do. You matter. In a future episode, in a future season, entitled Grab the Mic, we'll discuss how to step forward to make your presence felt, ways to take some control of your own life, and to feel anything but invisible. But for now, if this episode is resonating with you, I want to leave you with this. It starts with you. We cannot control the way others treat us or if others see us, but we can control the way we treat ourselves. And if we see ourselves, if we act like we matter, you got to begin to treat yourself the way that you treat others that you love. Neglecting yourself is no more a badge of honor than neglecting someone who you love. I want you to walk into the world like you matter. Head held high. Positive thoughts running through your mind. I want you to walk into the world like you matter, as though your presence matters, because you do, and it does. And we must begin to act accordingly. And if you did not need this episode, because you already know that you matter and you already act accordingly, but you have stayed with me this whole time, please remember that you have the ability to make others feel as though they matter. Thank you for listening to the Gonna Love Me Too podcast. For information on my books, coaching, virtual workshops, live events, and more, visit my website, johnpolocoaching.com. And please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you know somebody that can be helped by this podcast, don't be shy. Let them know it exists.